Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Right, folks, as you have seen from the thumbnail and the thumb title of this video, this is going to be my predictions for 2023. Now, if that all works, 2023 should be written there. We'll see. Now, what I'm going to do, folks, I'm just going to have a little go through. I've made some notes, and I'm going to go through them and tell you what I think will happen during the next year. I'm not going to do anything too controversial. I'm just going to swig on my Clarkson cider. You know, nothing too controversial in this video. But I'm just going to go through a few things that I think will happen. I think I'll go along the lines of the way that I think the world will head. And people, you can either agree, you can either disagree. Whatever. I've gone beyond this thing of playing the YouTube game. People, somebody said the other day, oh, you've fallen. Oh, fuck off, have I fallen? I haven't fallen any fucking where. What happens is you actually start being true to yourself and start saying what you think. And this is what I'm going to do here. Now, because I'm going to be going like this, making these predictions, I do actually think that my channel will drop below 150,000 subs. I think it will, because I think there's a lot of people out there who only watch me for food and me to amuse them, like some kind of fucking sea lion swallowing a fucking kipper or a mackerel or a sardine or whatever they fucking swallow while balancing a ball on the nose. So I do actually predict that I will lose subs through this. Fucking so what? When are people going to realise I'm not a fucking YouTube puppet where I think everything is YouTube? YouTube's fucking not everything. That it isn't. It's YouTube's a fucking hobby. This isn't hard work, sitting here doing this, talking to people. It's fucking easy. It's absolutely piss easy doing this. Cheers. Happy new fucking year. And what a new year it's not going to be. Right, so what I do think will happen is, I do think will happen. I honestly think Joe Biden will either piss himself or shit himself in public. I think, unless he's got a catheter up there or he's wearing tight underpants that hold it all in, I genuinely believe he will shit or piss himself. The White House can control what he says. They've got all his auto cues. They can point him in the right direction. They can guide him what to say and what to do. But I genuinely do think he will soil himself. And that's the way it is. I think he will. I think he's a fucking idiot. Why do I want my phone? Anyway, I think the green agenda will be pushed harder than ever this year. Or rather next year, but this year. You know what I'm talking about. Bugs, insects will become readily available to eat in the shops. Tesco's, Aldi, Lidl, Sainsbury's, Asda, they will be selling more. Well, they'll be selling insects. That's all there is to it. And they'll be promoting the fact that to eat these insects and the bugs and locust burgers and all that shit, they will say that you are saving the planet. They say you will be doing your bit to save the planet. And the weak-minded amongst you will do it. You actually believe that eating a fucking cricket burger is doing good. And you're doing your bit. Where, in reality, you're doing absolutely fuck all. Because the people at the top of the tree, the people like your Bill Gates and that Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and von der Leyen, that silly fucker who's in charge of Europe, who thinks she's in charge, and her husband's connected with the pharmaceutical companies that made a lot of money out of a vaccine. Klaus Schwab, Beyonce, all the other fucking idiots, King Charles, and I don't mean the fucking spaniel, they'll still be eating beef. They'll still be eating beef and chicken and fucking everything else, yeah, while you're sitting down to eat a fucking locust burger. It was quite funny, really, because they all went to COP27, didn't they? They're all going on about how we've got to save the world. Yet, if you actually seen the menu for the food they were eating, it was quite unbelievable that it was mainly beef and dairy product. Now, I've been thinking, so I've been making notes. I also think that in some schools around the world, they'll stop serving meat. I do think, I think they'll probably try it in some of your Scandinavian countries. And they'll be grooming, this is what it'll be. They'll be grooming kids to eat bugs and insects. They'll be making them into nice, tasty burgers. They'll be having a fucking the odd celebrity. They'll be wheeling David Attenborough. You know how much he's worth? You know how much David Attenborough's worth saving the planet? Something like fucking 70 odd million quid. They'll be wheeling all these fucking Greta, she'll be there, but her burger will look like one, but it'll probably still be a chicken burger or beef burger of some kind. And what they'll be doing is they'll be getting the kids while they're young, they'll be getting them in the primary school. Come on, kids, eat your bugs. Eat the bugs, it's good for us. While you're eating bugs, we're all eating steak. And kids will be thinking that. Grooming them while they're young, it's the best time to get a kid. Get into the brains, tell them what's wrong, tell them what's right, and they'll fall for it. Yeah? Not in this fucking house, it won't. Fucking no way. Petrol and diesel, that will go over the £2 mark. I can see diesel going up about £2.50 a pint, £2.50 a litre. They will. Next year, they'll really push it. This will be like a stealth lockdown where to stop people from travelling, they will price you off the fucking road. They will price you off the road and they will try and force you onto public transport, which, as we all know, is controlled and, in theory, the government, the councils, the local councils can pull a fucking bus service. We're all going to be fucked unless we all start realising what's happening. Diesel and petrol will go over the £2 mark. And this will be blamed on Putin. Like everything else it is, even though fuel was going up, petrol and diesel was going up well before the Ukraine-Russia conflict, everything will still be blamed on him. They'll be squeezing you so hard for the fuel, because you are going to be, do I put fuel in my car to get to work, or do I feed my kids? This is how it's going to go. They'll be pushing the green agenda for the car now, then the electric car. If you don't own an electric car, you're going to be worse than Jimmy Savile, Yorkshire Ripper, Adolf Hitler and Matt Hancock. You're going to be up there with the fucking scum of the earth. Now, the thing is, right, I bought Ginge a 2003 Mini. It's got 119,000 miles on the clock, and it's ideal for her. It's cheap to run. It's a 1.6. She only goes from here to there, innit? That's all it does. Cheap to run. If it breaks down, just take it up to the garage, get a new part put on it. But I can tell you now, in 20 years' time, any of the electric cars that are running around now will not be running around in 20 years because the batteries will be fucked. The batteries will be fucked and a new battery will cost fucking thousands to put in an electric car. Fucking thousands. Absolute thousands. I've seen a video once where this bloke needed a new battery in his Tesla and it was going to cost fucking thousands and thousands. So what he did, he blew it up. He just blew the fucker up. What's the point? You can't do it. You can't do anything with it. Just blew it up. Just blew the fucker up. Did I tell you he blew it up? Just fucking blew it up. And this is how it's going to be. All these little electric cars, people plugging them in, thinking they're all doing the good. They're not. You're not doing any good. It won't fucking... We'll all be fucked. And then as soon as we've got power cuts coming in, your electric car can't be charged up. That's it. The batteries won't be out under the pressure of modern life anyway. I mean, before me and June, we had the one car when I was on nights. I went to work in it, come home, she'd go to work in it. You can't charge a car up. If you're a one-car family, you can't charge a fucking car up. If you're living in Coronation Street in a terraced house, you can't charge the fucking cars up. If you've got to have two cars because of the way of modern life, you can't fucking do it. But the best thing is, the minerals to make these batteries has been found in Afghanistan. We have all just left Afghanistan and China have moved in and they are now mining it. They won't be using kids like we're doing now. You go and look at a mine for mining the minerals to make a battery. They're using kids. They're sending kids down fucking mines. Yeah, you'd be happy with that if you got a fucking electric car. Ooh, I'm all green. Yeah, go and see where you got the fucking minerals from. But the thing is now, China have got all those minerals from Afghanistan and we left it. The Americans and the Brits, we all just came out and left it. Absolutely fucking unbelievable. Got to change the battery. Battery changed. Ooh, I felt a bit like Clarice Starling then when he was telling her to change the battery on the phone. Now, I also now believe there'll be travel restrictions. They're trying to trial something in Cambridge or Oxford or one of these fucking places. There'll be travel restrictions in certain areas, cities, towns, popular places, in the name of saving the planet. It's quite amazing, right? When you look at a map of the world and you've got all these big, massive countries. Then you've got us, a little fucking dot on this rock that's spinning around the sun. And the pressure on us to fucking save the world when you've got places like China and America and Russia and India and Pakistan, yeah, that are all overpopulated. We're overpopulated. We're millions and millions of people overpopulated in this country. But they're all putting the pressure on us. You've got to save the planet. Really, what the fuck are we going to do? And people go, oh yeah, but we need us to do it because we're the leaders, we're the trendsetters. No, we're not the fucking trendsetters. We ain't even got the fucking empire anymore. Because people keep spitting all over that. And it's all in the name of saving the planet. The SNP, this is brilliant. The SNP are talking about reduced car kilometres by 2030. And their investment is the public transport. The thing is now, right, people are striking for more money, yeah, because of the state of the fucking economy. People are striking for more money. Now, let's just say, right, we get the economy sorted. Everybody's happy, right? But if we're investing that much money into public fucking transport, what is to stop the fucking drivers just saying, I want a bit more money here. Nah, fuck it. Nobody's got a car. If we're not driving, they can't get anywhere. Let's have some more money. Yay! We're being controlled. We're all just being... No doubt some of you will be going, oh, Dave, you're just a conspiracy theory. You're just into conspiracies. No. I'm trying to fucking educate you people. Or at least make you think what could happen if we all just listen to this bullshit from these fucking people. From these so-called experts. I'd say get ready for an increase on plane flights because a cost of a flight will go up a fortune. You're a week, 10 days or a fortnight in Spain or Greece or Italy or Portugal. I mean, you could go to Portugal and like leave a kid there. That'll save a few quid. The actual ticket might look good. You know, might be a decent price. But then I mean, I've been talking to somebody, and the price of the actual luggage is a fucking fortune. I mean, I don't fly. I've got no need to go abroad. June won't go anywhere without the dogs. So that's that. I've got no interest in flying whatsoever. But this will now be again where you are being asked to pay a large amount of money to save the planet. I don't understand that everything that's created about saving the planet makes a lot of fucking money for certain people. Is the planet really that important, or is it people making fucking money? I don't understand. If the planet was so important, there's got to be a way around it without just taxing everybody. It's like the people who live in London and like that sad cunt Khan. Why does he have to tax everybody? Why is that? Oh, because it stops people from doing... You mean you're stopping people from earning a fucking living? That's what you're doing, ain't it? Sad cunt Khan, he's not bothered. He'll just carry on doing what he's like. He takes his dog to walk, he has three fucking cars. He has one in the front, his big fuck off 4x4, and then he has another one behind him because he thinks people don't like him and they might fucking try and do something to him. Weather. We might have a summer and it might be really hot. The media will come out, and even if it's only something like 30 degrees, the redness on that map of England will be absolutely massive to scare people. Once again, to scare people. They'll be showing pictures of reservoirs and rivers all dried up. But funny, now all these reservoirs and the rivers are full again. Why aren't we not taking pictures saying, oh look, we've recovered. All these reservoirs that were dry, all the riverbanks that were dry, they've all got water back in them. So why aren't we having photos of that? Because that doesn't fit their agenda of scaremongering you. Water companies, again, if we have a drought, if we have a hot summer, water companies will be once again blaming us for using a product that we actually pay for. We'll all be fucking scum for using water, but they won't be scum because we all had, it was all last year, weren't it, where people were saying a drought, don't water your garden, don't do this. And I was saying, basically, tell them to fuck off. If you pay for it, you pay for it, you go and water your lawn. Go fucking water your lawn, right? Some people were saying, are irresponsible. Am I irresponsible? When you've got millions of gallons of water being leaked into the system every day because it's all about profit, I'm irresponsible. I think you should go and check yourself out in the fucking mirror. You call me irresponsible, go check yourself out. Go check yourself out in the mirror, you fucking dick. Calling me irresponsible. Clarkson. More people, I think, will be on benefits, moaning about life, long COVID, bad backs, depression. When really, right, you know, really, I mean, in my life, I've been down and things. When I was in debt, and when June found out about my debt, and I've been made redundant, and I think one of the things that really got to me was I had my stereo nicked out of my Frontera. And that was like, I've really had enough now. That was it. The fact that I got to get my fucking window sorted, my stereo were nicked. And it was like... But what it was, I was down. I was a little bit down, yeah? Things weren't going right for me. And many people will now use the excuse of the cost of living and all this as an excuse, yeah? What you do is you pick yourself back up and you get on. Now, I've got or had a friend who committed suicide, yeah? He was down, but nobody fucking knew about it. And... a lot of people will use this cost of living and things as an excuse of getting out of work. They'll be saying, this is that, that's this. Yeah, I can't do it. And they'll be going to the doctors. And doctors will be issuing fucking tablets like fucking Smarties. Yeah. I know of people who have been to the doctors and like, just for something. And then anyway, end up coming out with a fucking tub of pills. But this will just add more pressure onto the taxpayer. Because if you're on benefits and you're not working and you need medication, who pays for the fucker? It comes out the taxpayer. And the thing is, you'll probably be saying, no, I'll pay for mine. But do you know that every time a doctor prescribes something, they get paid for that. The reports from the Lancet, right? Quality outcome framework. Bonus accounts for between 8 and 20% of GP salary funded by your taxes. Estimated as a £2,000 annual tax bill for each household. So, in other words, they're getting paid to do the drugs. The drug companies are getting... the doctors are getting paid for issuing these fucking things. It's all out there if you just go and do a bit of work. And did you know, right, during COVID, GP practices, at the end of it, they were receiving £15 for each jab given, and that went up from £12.58. So no wonder these fucking doctors and stuff kept phoning you up saying, come and get your jab. They were getting 15 quid a fucking stab. Where do you think the 15 quid was coming from? That's right, the people who pay the taxes. For fuck's sake. But the thing as well is with this, is that the Tories will let this go on. They'll just let this fucking carry on. Yeah? Because they'll look at it as a vote. They'll say, oh yeah, you get anything you want here, we'll do all this. The Tories will just look at that as buying a vote. And talking of the fucking Tories, right? I predict next year, Tory leadership battle. Another fucker. Because rushy washy fucking useless bastard Sunak, right? Oh, did you see him the other day when he was a homeless thing, giving out free meals to the homeless? And Rishi Sunak says, what kind of business are you in? I'm fucking homeless, you twat. I'm fucking homeless. I'm here for a free meal because I can't afford to eat. And you're asking me what kind of business I'm in, you fucking prick. The Tories are not improving under Sunak. They'll never improve now for fucking years and years and years. There'll be a Labour government, right? It's a yin and the yang effect. But what is happening? Tories are leaving and they're joining the Reform UK. So I honestly believe that the Tories will have another leadership battle. And I can see Boris coming back. Because although Boris is a twat, I can only see Boris as the one who could actually do damage limitation for the battle in the fucking in the general election. Because I can also see that because of the growth of Reform UK, some Tories will cross the floor and join Reform UK. That'll be it. It's going to fucking happen. Because the Tories are just so out of touch. And the other thing is that Labour are just as out of touch as the Tories. They're all a bunch of fucking knobheads. You've got millionaires and billionaires telling us how to fucking live. Well, they're telling you how to live. They're not telling me how to live. I'll do what I fucking want. And I want more people to start doing that. I want more people to start saying, fuck off, you Tory twat. Fuck off, you Labour lame fucking dickheads. Fuck off, you Liberal fucking dickheads. Just do it. And just do what you want to do. The Ukraine war, that'll keep going on. That'll just carry on going. And the West will carry on funding it. Now, there's a little interesting fact I found out. In this Russia-Ukraine war, America has spent more money in this war than Russia have. How the fuck does that work? It's funny, really, because Americans are at war buying weapons and hardware, and they keep spending more money on these fucking killing machines, but they're using another country's men to do the fighting. So it's other husbands, sons, fathers, uncles who are fighting and dying, but it's America that's funding it. And it's great because, unlike the Afghanistan wars, or Afghanistan and Iraq, America is still making money because they're giving money and then they've got to replace what they give. And all these war companies are making money, but there's no American lives being lost. So it's not really an issue to the American people. It's not really an issue to the British people because we're sending fucking stuff out there. We're sending billions of pounds worth of money and fucking weapons and that. But when we've sent, if we send 50 tanks to Ukraine and, I don't know, whatever, yeah, and hundreds of guns and rifles and bullets and that, we've got to replace them. So not only have we paid taxes for stuff to go to Ukraine, we are now buying stuff to replace the stuff we've sent to Ukraine. And if this war keeps going on, we will send more stuff out to Ukraine, and then we have got to keep replacing it. I mean, Zelensky's going around the world, isn't he? He's going around in his nice new fucking shade of green, like some big issue seller, fucking wanting more money and wanting more weapons, and saying how we must win, and this is important for Europe and the world, that we defeat Russia. You're not fucking defeating Russia, though, are you? But the other thing as well is with this, is that if you actually say anything against Zelensky, then you're a Nazi, or you're supporting Putin, and you're just all fucking mad. If you think, because there is a massive Nazi problem in Ukraine. Look up the Leave program, LVIV program. They've got the Azvon Battalion. It's all fucking Nazi invaded. You look at some of the pictures, you just go and look at Nazi pictures, Ukraine, World War II. It's fucking disgusting. And me saying this now, I'll get some hate from it. They'll be saying, you're just a Putin puppet. You just agree with Putin. No. What I want is peace. I don't want Zelensky and Putin waving the cocks around saying my fucking cock's harder than yours, because all they're doing is actually using young men's lives for their own ego. I don't want fucking Joe Biden sending fucking millions and billions of pounds and stuff, dollars out to Ukraine. I don't want fucking Rishi Sunak and Trudeau fucking saying, oh, we'll do this and we can sit in there at a fucking table next to each other, touching each other under the fucking table. I want somebody to go in there and say, right, Zelensky, Putin, we're meeting for a chat. I'm fed up with people fucking dying. I'm fed up with you bombing each other and fucking men, women and children and pets being fucking slaughtered. I want them to sit the fuck down and fucking talk about this and get it sorted. But they won't. Because as soon as you start sitting down and talking, you've lost an income for fucking these places like in America where they're making fucking weapons. I don't want to keep fucking putting the news on. Well, I don't put the news on. But I don't want to keep hearing about people being blown to fucking bits and maternity wards being blown up. I'm fed up with it. This war started 10 months ago. It should have been fucking sorted. All the sanctions that they're all brought in, that we're all fucking crippled by, was supposed to finish this. But no, it's not. Because these fucking wankers at the top, they knew exactly what was going to happen. And I said this to my dad. I went and helped my dad 10 months ago fitting some fucking windows. And my dad was going, oh, Putin's a bastard. No, Dad, they're all bastards. All these fuckers at the top of the tree are all fucking bastards. They don't care. They just send people into war as if it's like a fucking game of, I don't know, what were that Colditz game and other World War games and 1914 conflict. That's all it is to them. They don't lose anybody. People are being fucking slaughtered for what? A couple of blokes? Or because NATO have got encroached on Russia and because we've pushed Putin too far? You might agree, you might not agree. I'm fucking right. In a few months, right, because of all this, we're going to have a recession. And they'll blame and get Putin again. You'll have fucking Russia and that fucking Hunt. And I did say Hunt and Co. They'll all be there going, oh, we feel your pain. We're in this all together. We've got to tighten our belts. Yeah, right. What are you going to do? Turn the fucking pool or heating off in your pool, Sunak. And then you'll have fucking Starmer and Rayner. They'll be going on and on saying how they do it. But they're not. They're all, once again, they're all fucking dickheads. None of them really know what people are suffering like on the streets. Right, they don't. They don't know what it's like to be getting up at fucking 4:45 in the morning to get to work for fucking 5:30 to get going and do jobs and everything. And then come home knackered at night. You're all fucking wankers. None of you politicians are worth a fucking wank. But what will happen is, we'll be going into recession and then the debt clock will be going up. 2008, Sky News, wankers. Fuck off, Sky. They had a big fucking clock in the top going, oh, the debt's going up, the debt. Scaremongering people. But if these fucking companies, if Sky and the BBC, right, all shut the fuck up and stop scaring people and let people go about their business and spend the money and get the economy gradually going again, we'd be all right. But they don't want that. They want you to watch their shitty fucking news programmes. And this is what's going to happen. We're going to be in recession. Yeah? We'll be in recession. They'll blame Christmas. They'll blame the fucking war in Ukraine. Then they'll blame Prince Charles's coronation because we should have been at work. And then they'll just keep on blaming everything. That they will. They'll just keep blaming everything and that's it. Job done. So get ready for a fucking recession, folks. But personally, just don't watch the fucking news. Watch me. More celebrities, they'll come out and tell us what to do. They'll be fucking virtue signalling all round the place, doing this and doing that. They'll be lecturing us on what to buy and how to save the planet and doing these adverts of what's right and what's wrong. When really, once again, nothing ever fucking affects them because they all just live in a fucking different world. I will say, you're going to get the odd couple who will accidentally say the wrong thing and the public will turn on them. They'll want to their fucking heads on a fucking pole outside the Tower of London. But I will say, and I really hope this is going to fucking... Right. If a celebrity does say the wrong thing or fucks up, don't fucking apologise. Own it, move on. You could say, yeah, fucked up there, didn't I? Oh well, never mind. Own it and move on. Because when the public see you grovelling and asking for sympathy and apologising and all that, they'll see it and they're just like fucking blood in the water around a shark. That's all it is. Immigrants, they'll still be coming here in the thousands every day and nothing will be done. The government will try and talk a game, a good game, but they won't. They'll still keep coming here. We'll have a few more deaths as they'll be drowning at sea. But they'll still keep coming. They'll jump the queue. They'll have their own doctors. They'll get housed and everything. Dentists and doctors will see them, ask them if there's any problems, they'll get seen. But our veterans, our homeless veterans, we've got homeless people here. who have lived here all their lives, probably worked, paid into the system, and are sleeping on the streets, they will get fuck all. Absolutely fuck all. I honestly don't understand how, in this day and age, we can have a veteran who fought for our country living on the streets, and then we can have people coming over on a dinghy who we know absolutely fuck all about get put in a hotel, in a 5-star hotel, fed and clothed and seen doctors and dentists. Just don't understand how it can happen. Don't understand it. If you think I'm wrong, then you think I'm wrong. But I don't see. I just don't understand it. Just Stop Oil, they'll be fucking blocking everywhere up again, banging on once again about the climate change, being a complete pain in the fucking arse. But I do predict this. These fucking twats who superglue their hands or their face to the fucking road, the tide will fucking turn. Because with this cost of living crisis and people trying to make fucking living and provide a roof over their families' heads and put food in their belly, one day you're going to sit there and glue yourself to that fucking road, and you are going to come up against the wrong fucking person. And when one person starts laying into them and ripping their hands off the road and throwing them over the fucking fence, yeah, others will follow. And these people who remove these protesters, these warriors, right? A GoFundMe page will be set up to defend these people who are trying to live their lives and provide for their family. And all these fucking do-gooding fucking dickheads sitting on the road waving the little fucking orange banners that's been made out of oil, right? Your time's going to come, because one day somebody will go full fucking Rambo and Arnie on you. So get ready. This isn't a threat. This is what the public are coming to. The public are being pushed and pushed and pushed, and they've had enough. If there's a van driver who's got a delivery to make at a certain time and you're holding him up, or her, they are gonna fucking flip one day. You better be ready. More truth will come out about COVID. More truth will come out about COVID and the lockdown and the restrictions and how it's caused more damage than good. More will come out about children that didn't need to be vaccinated and how many have been injured and killed by the vaccine. I'm hoping people will question why there's so many unexpected deaths happening at the moment. Because it will happen. People will start putting two and two together. And get ready for the mass hysteria from the public, because the public put the faith in their in these experts. Chris Notsawitty, Van Tit, and all them. All those who have been made knights now, who have disappeared off the face of the earth, who joined other companies and on a nice big pay packet. People are going to start fucking questioning these experts. I've been questioning it for fucking months and months and months. People going, oh yeah, but you had COVID, you came back and you were crying. Yeah, I were. I didn't know a lot about it at the time. I think you get caught up in it. In the end, it just, you know, I beat it. Like thousands and thousands of others that beat it. More beat it than died. But I suppose when a GP is getting £15 to give the jab, you've got to question these experts, ain't you? MP Andrew Bridgen called out the UK institution for covering up the COVID jab harm it has done in the House of Commons. Now, Andrew Bridgen, probably one of the few MPs, I don't care if he's Tory or Labour or Lib Dem or what, he's one of the few MPs that's actually calling this shit out. Yeah? And then he gets suspended for something that other MPs have done anyway. It's almost as if to say, shut up, Bridget, and get back in your box, or else you will feel the wrath of what is happening. Be ready for it. It's going to come out. The COVID thing's going to come out. It's going to, you, when it comes out that things was fabricated and lied to and exaggerated, and the worst case scenario that never ever was never even close to happening, it's going to come out. It might not even come out next year. I'm hoping it does, but it will come out. More will be killed on these fucking e-scooters. I'd ban the fucking things. Once again, nothing will be done. Mothers will be on TV crying about their fucking son or daughter being hit by a bus. I personally think if you're going to have one of these e-scooters, same with these bloody fucking electric scooters for the disabled, I honestly believe that you should have to pass a test. I honestly believe it. I don't think you should be allowed to drive these things, because these scooters that for people who can't walk far and stuff, they're fucking dangerous and they go too fast. I've said it before, I was in a shop once, some old dear ran over my foot. She goes, I'm in a scooter. She said, I'm in a chair, you know. I went, yeah, no, it's on my fucking foot. These scooters, I was at, when I was doing the review at Shirley Ray's in Loughborough, girl went by on a scooter. She must, it seemed like she were doing 50 fucking mile an hour. No helmet, no nothing. No gloves, no nothing. Bag on a fucking steer, on the handlebars. Just fucking stupid. They should have a tax. They should have a test to take and insurance. And put a fucking speed restrictor on them as well. There should no way should they be allowed to go that fucking fast. Central bank digital currency, that'll be coming in. We're going to be fucking tracked more on a cash. I am actually starting to use more cash now. I'm drawing cash out and spending cash. I'm fed up with giving card. Just, I'm fed up with it. They know everything you do when you're on a card. Harry and Meghan will want to keep out of spotlight again. So what they'll do by keeping out the spotlight is they'll do another fucking Netflix series. It'll come out about Charles's coronation time. See, there's another one. If you ever speak against Meghan, if you ever speak against Meghan, you're automatically classed as a misogynistic, fucking racist, sexist, homophobic, whatever. You're not allowed to have an opinion. She'll just come out again. She'll play the fucking victim card. It'll be all around when Charles's coronation. She's bound to fucking do it. She will. Harry will be there, ginger little tosser. Meghan will be there wearing his bollocks in fucking earrings. But what will happen is, what eventually, is that Harry will realise what a complete fucking mess he's made. And I think he'll fucking leave her. I honestly do. When he realises what he's done and what she has done, that's it. More youths will be killed on the streets, and once again, nothing will be done. I've always said, big fan of fucking boot camps. You get nicked, found with a knife on you, you just get fucking 3 years straight away. You get to see your family once a year. No contact with the outside world. You're cleaning coal, you're smashing rocks, you're digging ditches, you're up at fucking 5 a.m. No pool table, no fucking TV, no fucking stupid games. You just get the basic food. It's punishment. You get them out, you're marching, you're yomping, you fucking drill march. You just do it. Just break the fuckers. You get found with a knife on you, tough. Don't care if you're carrying it for somebody else. Job done. And then Sadiq Khan, all he does is just moan about fucking charging cars for going into London because he thinks that's the answer to everything. But he won't do anything because he don't want to upset his voters, does he? I would also say there'll be more TV programmes with multicultural couples on and homosexuals and more LGBT communities. We'll all be forced to watch these programmes. I just want to watch TV. I don't want to be forced into watching a gay couple. I've got nothing against gay people. I mean, people say, oh, you say you've got nothing against... I haven't got anything against gay people, like I've got nothing against heterosexual people. I just want to watch the TV. That's all I want to do. I don't want to watch anything that's trying to make me sublime, or just make me think things. I'm big enough, I'm old enough to think what I fucking like. I just want to watch TV and be entertained. Yeah, I want to watch a thriller, a drama, and that's it. I don't want to have some kind of hidden message tapped into my brain. Because to tell you, the more you push, the more you push this, the more I go the other way. And there's a lot of people out there who are thinking exactly the fucking same as me. You make me try and think something, I'll go the other way. The government want me over there, I'm fucking going over there. I'm an individual. Gary Lineker, he wanted gay footballers to come out at the World Cup. Well, guess what, big ears? Fucking nobody came out, did they? That little dream, that little speech that you had written in your fucking head, that never happened. And I don't think a Premier League player will ever come out as gay. They might come out at the end of the career, but nobody will come out as gay. And like I've said, nothing. It wouldn't bother me one bit if a fucking gay player played for Leicester. Wouldn't bother me one bit. As long as they're scoring goals or stopping goals or winning the ball in the midfield, couldn't give a fuck. Not bothered one bit. Lad Baby, he'll be going for his sixth Christmas number one. Do you know what? I've about had enough of that and all. Lad Baby going for fucking Christmas number one. It's just devaluing the charts. If you want to send money to fucking Terence Trust, just send money to Terence Trust. Why have you got to buy a fucking CD or download it? Why? I send money to the fucking donkeys. I don't expect fucking Michael Barrymore to come out dressed as a donkey singing E-or, let's have a happy good Christmas. I just send money to the donkeys. Why? Why do we need this? It's just devaluing it. I mean, the thing is right. I did a bit of research. The Trussell Trust saw, say that when you're fucking sober, say it when you're pissed and all, saw a sharp rise in its income and nearly 60 million leading to a surplus of close to 40 million last year, according to its latest accounts, 4th of February 2022. So do they need this? The fucking millions they're making. Go and do a fucking song for the donkeys. Save the donkeys. Easy done. But I will say, doing all this publicity does actually help his brand of Lad Baby. It's a little bit like Live Aid. All those bands that performed at Live Aid in July 1985, yeah? Didn't on their careers, did it? Hey. Phil Collins. George Michael. Queen. Look at Queen. How they fucking grew. Status Quo. Tears for Fears. Didn't fucking hurt them, did it? And this ain't hurting him. I mean, fair play. He's doing charity things. Well done. But fucking 5 years now, fucking knock it on the head, son. There's other people out there doing charity stuff. Look, my biggest prediction is the government and the media will still carry on lying to you all. They won't lie to me because I don't fucking believe it. They'll get you doing your little virtue signalling with your little flags on Facebook, on your little profile thing, and pictures doing this and pictures doing that, because you all want to be seen as caring, you all want to be seen as being in the clique. You don't want friends and everybody to think wrong of you. This is what I was saying at the beginning of this. I'm expecting to go below 150k subs. Don't fucking worry me, doesn't bother me one bit. I'd rather sit here and say what I think than just go along with the flow, not wanting people to not disagree with me. You know what it is? You see these things. It's like when the lads missed the fucking penalties, weren't it, in the Euros? And it was like people were saying, "I'm standing by the Lions." Well, I'm standing by the Lions. I don't need to put a fucking picture on Facebook to say it. Why? What? It's just, you're just creating more fucking problems with all this virtue signalling bollocks. It's like when you put the Ukraine flag on the fucking Facebook profile and people are like, "Oh, this will show Putin. I'll put the Ukraine flag on there." And Putin's going like, "Oh shit, I better pack this in then." Fucking Barry from fucking wherever has put the Ukraine flag on. He's not happy. Do you think your ear makes any fucking difference? No, it just makes you look a twat. Makes you look a complete fucking idiot. Makes you look like you can't think for your fucking self when you do all this fucking virtue signalling bullshit. So that's it then. That's my predictions for 2023. Suppose it'll be good to look back. See how much I've got right. Pretty much how much I've got wrong. Put your comments down below. Don't do none of that like and subscribe shit, because I don't fucking do it. But put your comments down below. Be interested to see what you think. And we'll go from there. Okay, folks. Where is it? 28th, this will probably be my last video of the year. Happy New Year. Laters.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.